Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oftentimes, the simplest solution isn't as simple as you think it'll be.
Why, what happened?
Well, Tommy, we need rules to have a society.
Yes, you do.
However, when it comes to these rules, the reasoning is not totally clear right away.
What happened?
Well, one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The way you think you're going to save money is going to make things harder than you assumed. Because you'll be forced to take an entire family home.
Ooh. Wait. Somebody else's family?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Some good news to start.
What's the good news?
Egg prices are down 34 cents.
All right.
Yeah.
We're trending in the right direction.
Yes, but that hasn't kept more and more people, Tommy, from going the route of getting their own chicken.
All right.
Free eggs, bitch. What kind of? Turns out that having barnyard animals in your backyard comes with some rules you have to follow.
Like, okay.
For example, there are standards based on whatever suburb or city you live in,
okay.
Different kinds of things. But there's one we didn't see coming.
What's that?
There are people who thought they could just get a chicken or two to give them the eggs they needed and keep their operation small and inexpensive in their yard.
Just two chicken.
You got it. One, two chicken.
All right.
Yeah.
And those people, when they went to get the chicken, found out they were wrong.
Oh, okay.
Did you know?
What's that?
In New York State, you are required to buy at least six chicks for your home if you plan on raising them for either meat or eggs.
So there's a chicken minimum.
A mini chick. Minimum chick, Kimmy.
Six chicks.
You have to have at least six chicks.
All right.
Which is more than Tommy's had his entire life. So right now, that'll cost you about $6 a chick.
Oh, man, they're cheap.
So the minimum, well, they're small, Tommy.
Yeah.
Itty bitty. The minimum investment right now, $36, which is kind of funny, that one chick that could bring you all those eggs costs less than about a dozen eggs would.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the rules get more expensive from there.
All right.
Because I'm sure there are folks who thought they could have some kind of small enclosure for their one or two chicks.
Just a little coop.
Yep. Well, just in the city of Rochester, and again, it changes different town to town, every chicken must have at least 4 square feet of space.
So these are what they call, is this free range or cage free?
I don't know. Sure.
Because there's like three types of chickens.
I guess it's technically cage free.
Catholic, yeah. Protestant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that means at minimum,
yeah,
to bring your six chicks home and follow the regulations set by the city of
Rochester.
You need four square feet per chicken.
Like you need like space so they can walk around.
Yeah, you would have to have a space 24 feet or larger, 24 square foot, large, okay, or larger for your six chickens.
All right. I don't know how 24, I don't know how big that is.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. Also, the chickens have to be at least 25 feet away from any dwelling or building.
So you got to put it outside.
All you got
right.
it, but
well,
it
you don't want that smelly ass thing in your house
no,
anyway.
No, but what I'm saying, depending on how big your yard is, 25 feet is about almost 10 yards. It's almost the first
yeah.
down,
yeah,
which is the size of a lot of yards, Kimmy, yeah, in the city of Rochester.
So you'd have to put it all the way back in the corner.
But no,
then now you're closer to your neighbor.
Exactly, yeah, which may not, that may be within 25 feet of their dwelling.
Right.
So you would have to have the space. You also need to get a poulterer's license.
So you had to be licensed to handle the egg.
In the city of Rochester. Have you guys ever heard of a poulterer's
license?
No,
poulterer, it's a license for chickens.
All right.
Kind of shows.
But you need this for anybody that
what
wants
you
to do this.
Yes. Yes. If you want to follow all the rules and regulations, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
Kimmy, could you Google, do I have to take a test to get a poulterer's license, or do I just show
probably
up?
Just pay a fee like a hunting license.
Well, but why would
like
I?
Like a fishing license, you just pay the fee, right?
Yeah, but hunting license, you got to take some tests, right?
I've never heard that.
Are you sure? Well, yeah, they don't just let you go out and shoot a gun. I thought you had to, like, take a class.
So you're telling me if I want a license to shoot rifle, to hunt.
To go hunting.
I have to go down, pay a fee, then they come out and watch me shoot?
No, I think you have to take classes. Like state classes.
State classes?
I think.
So is there a state chicken class?
Yeah, but you can't shoot them.
Poultry license the same as a poulterer's license?
Say that again.
Is a poultry license the same as a poulterer's license?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it said on the news story.
I'm asking because...
I don't know a lot about chickens. Just reading what I got here.
Right.
Oh, by the way.
So that's a lot of hoops to go through for your freaking egg.
Also, the city of Rochester is allowed to come out and check anytime they want to so they know you're following the rules. That's also included.
So these but these are mostly city of Rochester
rules? This
is rules?
Just for the city of Rochester. Okay. I don't know if the rules would change based on the suburbs.
Yeah,
and again, this is if you want to follow all the rules.
Because my neighbor had them. They just walked around his house.
Maybe they had all this stuff.
Oh, maybe. But he didn't have, like, a coop.
Hmm.
And this I know. Because he didn't have those chickens very long.
So I'm curious.
Yeah.
I know there are people the last couple of months that have jumped into the whole chicken thing.
Yeah.
And if you did, 252 WCMF, what did it cost you?
You got to be sick of it already.
Well,
like, if you did it because you wanted to raise animals, one thing. But if you were just doing it to beat the price of eggs, you had to realize at some point, God damn it, this ain't worth it because it's... You can't even take a vacation, like, because you got to work these goddamn animals all the time.
No, I get what you're saying.
You know? And it's dirty.
Look, I'm with you on this because we have the same personality where I don't want to invest in something new.
But, like, farm life is tough, even in the smallest scale.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. That being said, I mean, maybe this is something that you did and it is benefiting
okay.
you. It's paying off for you. I don't know. I mean,
it can't be paying off because, like, you would have to do this so long to beat the egg game.
Well,
right? Instead of just going to Wegmans and buying a goddamn carton of eggs for
some people just might enjoy...
I understand that,
process.
But if you, my point is, if you got it in it just to beat the price of eggs,
yeah,
you gotta hate.
You do get a lot of eggs, like my brother.
Oh yeah, he does it.
My brother and his wife, they have chickens, and they have more eggs than they know what to do with. Like they will try. They're like, "You want some eggs every time you come over?" Because they have so many.
Do you eat those eggs?
Yeah.
You don't get nervous eating those eggs?
No, not at all.
They taste any different?
No, they're just
there's brown streaks on them.
They're just like
ooh.
Slight. So they do.
That's
they,
duty, baby.
So fun fact, they stay good for a long time. You're not supposed to refrigerate them.
Yeah, you just leave them out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
You look like you really know what you're doing in the kitchen. We got a big old basket of eggs.
Sitting and, out without unrefrigerated.
And so now that I'm thinking about it, so they just moved, not far, but they're now like in Chi-Lai. And my sister-in-law had to go to like a town meeting basically to get the permit to have them.
Okay.
I am so out on chickens. If I got to go to one of them,
I don't think it was a difficult process. You
no,
just
but
had
you're
to go
standing
get the
in.
Paperwork.
You got to be standing with some other jerk that's also pissed off about something.
No, but.
What?
Yeah, the fact to present something.
The fact that they moved and could have abandoned the whole chicken thing and they didn't and she still jumped through all these hoops, maybe it tells us the hassle and expense and the rules are worth what they're going
through. Okay.
All right, 252 WCMF. We found out this week. I see you guys on hold. I'm sorry we're rambling. That. New York State says you have to buy a minimum of six chicks if you want to raise chicken for poultry or eggs. Also, in the city of Rochester, there are more regulations. Each chicken has to have at least 4 square feet of space. You have to have at least 25 feet between your chicken area in any dwelling, you need a poulterer's license, and the city of Rochester can come out and check anytime they want. We just lost our phones again. Damn it. I'm sorry, everybody. Rambling and rambling. 252-WCMF. And we were asking people that have jumped in this the last few months.
Yeah.
Has it been worth the expense? Have you found that you love these chickens? Have you found that you hate these chickens? Because I guess the question that overall fascinates me about this whole home chicken.
What's that?
Tommy, is it arrogance or is it desperation that have people thinking they can do this in their backyard?
It's got to be arrogance.
You don't think it's desperation?
Oh, I could do it. How hard is it? Yes.
Well, look, Tommy, there are people that see this as a need to keep their grocery bills down. It's something they have to do.
Okay. I'm guessing people say that, but they're really not in that financial bind that they say they are. You know what I mean?
Okay, you assume everybody is rich because you live in Pittsburgh.
No, but like some people just cry poor, and then there's actual freaking poor people. Like, I'm sure Kimmy's brother ain't poor.
No, I get it.
His sister dresses poor, but they ain't poor.
No, but it's
her Kimmy's clothes are old, but never are they dirty.
She's living just enough for the chickens?
Yes.
No, but he never cried poor. It's like it's a project they were doing.
Yeah.
No, like I understand why someone would say, look, I can save this much on my grocery bill every week. I would like to invest
all
in
this. All right, so you're financially.
I think there's two kinds of people.
Yeah.
Those people that think, this, I will come out in the end financially on top, and other people that think, how hard can this be?
I agree with you.
So where are more of them?
I'm going to think, I always think there's more arrogant people than anything.
Okay.
Think about how, everybody we know arrogant.
Not everybody.
Your ass arrogant.
Arrogant?
Oh my God, you just sounded like it.
Well, I mean, I'm better than you. I get why you would think I was arrogant.
No, excuse me.
252-WCMF. Okay, phones are back. I'm sorry, everybody. Let's talk to Chrissy. Hey, Chrissy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Calling from Wyoming County, around a lot of dairy farms. I think chickens, a lot of people are, quite a few people around here, they're dirty birds. They're nasty. And my daughter has them. People don't realize you're going to go out to your chicken coop and probably at some point see a couple of chickens without their heads because I'm serious.
Okay.
It's gross. They're gross. I take care of them once in a while.
Their heads just pop off? Like, how does that?
Yeah, you can switch heads.
They get fox in there. And she'll be in bed laying in bed at night and you hear screaming. And it's just, it's not worth it.
And that's not the bedroom.
No, that could be.
Oh,
could be.
Big cock situation,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
ask your daughter.
They're nasty. They carry disease. They're just gross.
Are we talking about the family or the chicken?
All right, Chrissy, can I ask a stupid question? Because you brought up how dirty the birds were. Do you have to wash your chickens or you just let them be?
Yeah, you just let them be. Okay. You don't wash chickens.
Well, by the way, just think of the poop and everything you got to clean up.
Chrissy, thanks for the call.
All birds carry lice. They're nasty. I'll pay the $7 dozen, and I live where I live. I can have as many chickens as I want.
She's quit a farm woman.
Quit bragging, Chrissy.
But don't get them.
Okay, Chrissy. Thanks, Chrissy. I gotta go. I gotta take more calls. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
She does bring up one thing that I don't think I could handle.
What?
Dead chickens. Because I think, like, you do become attached to, they kind of become like your pets.
So they're not just egg factories; they become pets.
No, like I mean, you. Like my brother,
but the ones that have heads, you get.
They all have names. Like, I think, like my brother and my sister in law even said, like, would they do kind of look at like eating chicken a little differently now that they have and own chickens?
Oh, that's no fun. I don't want to ruin fried chicken.
But I couldn't. I will say I could not handle like coming home to like a bunch of slaughtered chickens from like a fox or. A
how about if they just die naturally? Right.
I think they can.
Oh, chicken
yeah, they
heart
can
attack?
Do that too. No,
yeah.
You're right.
Well, you'll admit you're pumping eggs all day.
I wouldn't know what to do.
My left wing.
I think about it. If you got six chickens, two of them are going to die on you.
You think so?
That's just a law of averages.
What are you basing that on? It's a law of chicken averages?
Yeah, I bet you. I bet you you're going to lose two. Because you don't know what you're doing.
Well, let's talk to Frank. He sounds like he's a chickener. Hey, hold on. Frank, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Not a lot. I got six birds. I'm right in Gates. There is no meeting I had to go to. I just pay a $35 charge every year.
Okay.
Mine are like pets. They're not all that messy, like Chrissy says.
Are you talking about Prissy Chrissy? Who can't handle some dirty birds there, Frank?
Exactly, yeah. Dirty birds, the lice, all that.
Whoa! Oh, Frank, for goodness sake. All right, hold on, Frank. Let me ask you some questions. How many chicks did you start off with?
Seven.
How many do you have now?
Six.
Okay, so you lost one.
To a hawk. I turned my back for 1 second. Hawk bam, got her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see that?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know hawks eat chicken. Oh, chicken hawk.
Chicken hawk, you idiot. Okay, Frank, look, we're on a show. I have a question, and I'm not going to judge you either way.
Go ahead.
When you watch the hawk come down and steal your chicken, was that horrifying, or was it one of the coolest things you've ever seen?
No, the BB gun came out immediately.
Okay, gotcha.
We're a little late on that. Quick draw.
Quick draw, but Frank.
But he said he has them as pets.
Yeah. Well, he said they kind of become your pets. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's nice. I get 5-6 eggs every day.
All right. So, like, financially.
Cholesterol's up. He's feeling good.
Frank, what you had to invest in the chickens, is it worth with the eggs you're getting back on them?
It's going to take a while. My coop that I built, because I went crazy, $3,500.
This is why you don't let dads
do
anything.
It's nicer than your crappy-ass house and gates.
I got a nice house. I got about an acre of land.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Back right up to the landfill.
Exactly.
All right, well, Frank, keep fighting those chickens and keep fighting for the chickens and fight those chicken hawks off, buddy.
You got it.
All right, take care.
A $3,500 chicken coop.
This is why you can't let guys with nothing to do get involved.
Got heated floors, and we get ESPN.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
What?
If I saw a hawk take a chicken away right in front of
my
face.
I'm done.
No, I think that would be like one of the coolest.
No, I'm telling you. I think you get attached to the chickens. Yeah.
If it's your chicken.
That was my favorite one.
No, but like, I mean, you're watching like nature happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nature's ugly.
I understand, but it's still pretty cool.
I would freak. I would feel terrible.
Yeah.
He's got his hand over his heart.
I do. No, you would. You would.
I found a dead rabbit last year in my yard. I thought it was going to cry. And it was a baby dead rabbit.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
And you know what? The thing was mangled, but the face was so adorable. I was like, I could still see that goddamn rabbit looking at me.
No, I don't want to see the hawk rip the chicken apart.
Well,
I want
to
see him fly away with it. You just get to fly like he's going on the world's worst roller coaster ride.
And it's going to be making all sorts of noises.
Yeah, they don't go quietly. No animal does.
Yo, so there's one more thing we haven't talked about here.
What's
you
that?
Know, like the financial investment. You just heard Frank talk about spending $3,500 on a chicken
coop.
The financial investment for some people may be too much, but they still want to experience this. Apparently, and I've heard this from multiple people, there is a rent a chicken program in Rochester.
You talked about this.
Did we bring this up?
Yeah.
Okay. But so there's a company in town who will rent you the incubator, all the stuff to raise the baby chicks.
And then when you're done, you just give them back.
You give back.
Oh.
I don't know what it costs.
So you're just raising chicks.
Yeah, but you're renting it. They're not yours. Everything when you're done. So, I mean, maybe if this is something you thought you were interested in.
Well, that would be the way to go, because if you find out it sucks, you just, take your crap back.
Well, the only thing that sucks.
I didn't even wash it.
But if you decide you like it, though, you got to give it back.
Exactly.
And now I got to go and invest.
Okay, but now I got to invest in everything. I've already spent money on things I can't keep. I don't like that. Might as well spend $3,500 on a chicken coop right up front.
All right.
Force me to continue to do it. That seems like the smart financial decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Money! It's a drag.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Comes in too slow, goes out too fast.
Yeah.
But it may be even more ridiculous than we thought.
What happened?
It turns out you don't even have to have that money before you've spent that money. And we're not talking credit cards. We're talking what's going on inside your mind. Man.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A new survey of Americans.
What'd they say?
Who make less than $75,000 a year. Discovered that the majority of them mentally spend their paycheck before it even lands in their account.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you almost everything is already spoken for.
You got it.
Yeah.
At that, when you're making, yeah.
So in this study, they found out, and again, this is people that make $75,000 a year or less.
Freaking millionaires.
Six in 10 of those people
yeah.
say they pre-plan what gets paid first while waiting on their check. Four in 10 say that overdue bills are the reason why that money is already spent in their heads before it hits their account.
If you're running behind, absolutely.
Only 4 in 10 Americans that make $75,000 or less say they currently don't have any overdue bills.
Wait, say that again?
Only 4 in 10 Americans, which means 60% of Americans
are past due.
That make $75,000 or less have at least one overdue bill before their check hits the account.
Yeah, I mean, I was always past. I mean, when I was younger, there was always something due that I was late.
Sure. But again, this isn't like you being 20. This is Americans that make $75,000 or less.
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you guys have your paycheck spent in your head before it hits the account?
Pretty much.
I'm looking at your tracksuit. I don't want to hear you say no.
Like when you're debating whether or not, like when you have stuff in your cart and you're shopping online especially, you start thinking, well, I know I'm going to be making a little extra here, so it kind of makes up for what I'm spending here.
Oh, you do girl math.
Yeah, gotcha. I do girl math, which I kind of figure is kind of the same thing. Like, I'm spending that money before it's actually in my account.
Okay, so the money's even gone before it's there.
Oh, well, yeah, pretty much, because I'll buy that thing knowing, oh, I'm going to make some extra this month, so that'll cover it.
Okay, so Kimmy touched on something. It's the one thing that doesn't make sense in this study.
What's that?
Right, because everything you hear, you go, okay, yeah, standard, people are struggling, right? We love surprise spending.
Yeah.
Targeted ads on social
media. Treat yourself.
Yeah, trips to places like Marshalls and TJ Maxx. You never go to Marshalls and TJ Maxx to get something. You go to look at the stuff they have.
So I think because it's always no.
You got it. If we've already spent our checks in our heads, how are we also spending money we didn't plan on spending?
Well, that's the problem, right? That's why everybody's behind.
Okay. No, but hear me out here.
Yeah.
All right. So it says here that the money's already gone.
I've already allocated everything in my head.
It's already gone.
This is where everything's going.
It's already gone. How do I have more money?
You don't.
Okay.
So you write plastic.
Uh-huh. Okay,
that's what
maybe.
I did. I always threw it on plastic because nobody's paying cash.
Okay, fine.
I mean, that's what I always did. And I always figured, like, What used to piss me off was when you when I was working with a guy, because in the meat room, we all pretty much got paid hourly. Everybody made it the same, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But there'd always be that one dick that always had more stuff than you did and never seemed like he always had money. And I was like, how does he do that? And then in my head, well, I go, well, Jeff could do that. Why can't I get it? He figured it out. So I would just not even calculating how he did this. Mm-hmm. I would also go out and spend money thinking, well, it's going to show up magically.
He brings up a good point, and I know you're laughing because it's a stupid thing to do, but I thought everybody did this. You're right. One friend who is terrible with finances mm-hmm. can bring down the entire friend group because right.
Yeah. It's not you got to keep up.
But
yeah.
I don't even
if he could do it, so I got to have it somewhere. Or I'll catch up like he does.
Well, especially if you're working like the same type of
That's
job.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
A room of five guys all making basically the same amount of money, but there's always one guy had a nicer car, had this. He was taking his old lady out to dinner, you know, like fancy stuff. And I'm like, how's he do that? I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm going to take my old lady out fancy, and then I'm going to divorce her.
Well, sometimes you
that should work out.
Sometimes you probably feel like you have to do it just so you can keep your social life.
Yeah.
You feel like it'll go away if you don't.
Exactly. And the last thing you want is your balls busted because your car looks like crap. Yes. Your apartment is tiny. Mm-hmm. You're not wearing cool clothes. Meanwhile, that guy's putting himself in financial hell.
But you never knew it.
Okay, but you're...
You didn't because the guy was cool. He never bitched about
it. You kind of knew.
And maybe...
You didn't want to admit it, but
I was
you
in
knew.
Denial, yes.
Okay.
But there were guys that were broke that would just... piss and moan all day about being broke.
That was us.
Yes, but that one dude. We had one dude, man. I'm telling you this. We all made the same money. He had a vet. He had a Corvette.
Okay.
All right. He also had a boat, and he took flying lessons.
Damn!
And we're all going, how is Terry doing this crap? And then he got into Amway and stuff like that.
That does sound like something a Terry would do.
Yes.
Yeah, all Terry's terrible with money.
But that's
why Terry Clifford doesn't work here anymore.
But that's sitting for the guy's cycle in the 1970s.
No, you're right.
Vet, you take flying lessons. Come on, man.
Okay. How was he doing it? Did you ever figure it out?
No. because then he got involved in Amway.
Okay.
Because obviously he fell behind.
Sure.
And he started having to pull some moves.
Okay. So there is some more actually valuable information we have here that we'll get to in a second. Folks, we're waiting patiently. 252 WCMF. A survey of Americans who make $75,000 or less a year say they, the majority of them, 60%, say they mentally spend their paycheck before it even lands in their account. The most alarming part of the 6 in 10 Americans that make $75,000 or less say they have currently an overdue bill.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, guys, I've had things tight, but I've always paid my bills when they come in. I was raised differently than a lot of people. I'm 62 years old. I was raised that you pay the bills first, you watch your money, you save for things. And I'm amazed that those numbers are coming through. People that make money and they're not paying their bills on time. I was brought up that your credit is the most important thing. Pay it early.
Okay, Jimmy, everything you're saying, right. Yeah, I get it. And I get that there are people that can live this way. However, Jimmy, I do think that we have this bad habit.
What's up?
Where we assume everybody that has an overdue bill or has the money already spent in their head.
Just simply chose to
lazy.
Not pay.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, Jimmy, there are circumstances with kids and families, people
medical,
losing jobs.
Yeah. Stuff breaks.
Medical's a huge one.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy, there are people that are forcing in this situation. It's not their fault.
Yeah, I know, and I don't have children either. You're right, but I couldn't afford children, so I didn't have them. You're right.
Yeah, it happens, Jimmy. Sometimes you let one pass the goalie.
So, Jimmy, you're rich.
No, I'm not rich.
Well, he's not rich because he pays his bills on time.
Actually, my ride is here. I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry.
He also doesn't have a car,
Jimmy.
I gotta go make some money.
Jimmy, I love you, buddy.
Hang in there, Jimmy. Okay. It's gonna get better.
Jimmy. I love
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Love you, Jimmy.
Oh, I forgot.
He won't say I love you.
I know.
Because he got really mad at us, and I told Jimmy I loved him, and he refused to say I love you back. So from now on, every time Jimmy calls, I'm going to keep saying I love you.
Okay. Until he cracks.
I love you back. Because I do love Jimmy. I love
everybody
Jimmy.
Loves Jimmy.
Well, you're not going to get an I love you back. You're going to get a Jimmy loves you back.
I'll take Jimmy loves you back. I'll take a third person love you. I will take a third person Jimmy loves you. Jimmy loves you, baby. Okay. So what we do get in this study, outside of the things we learned that weren't all that surprising.
Yeah.
An accurate look at what bills Americans that make $75,000 a year or less think are most important. Because I have in front of me the top three bills we pay first when the check hits the account.
How you prioritize.
You got it. You want to take a shot? The first bill people pay is?
Electric.
No. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
First bill, credit card?
No. 56% of Americans said they pay their mortgage or rent first. That's automatic.
Okay, okay, all right. Yeah.
Number two was food.
Damn, power's going down.
Yep, then came electricity, water bill.
All right.
So, well, food, wouldn't that kind of be credit card? What would food be? Unless you're paying, you said your food bill?
Food, well, like groceries.
Right.
I'm going to buy groceries.
So how would...
Like you have a budget set for groceries.
Okay.
Okay.
I think is what you're saying here.
Right.
So you got to keep the roof over your head.
Roof over your head's number
one. I got
to
eat.
Eat is two.
Then I need my heat.
Electricity and water.
All right.
Is three. That's the priority. All right, let me ask you a question. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You can only pay one.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then you have only enough money for one, but you can pay one of them. Which of those three, mortgage rent, food, electricity, water bill, is the one you're paying first?
I mean, probably mortgage rent. I mean, that's like the basic, like I need somewhere to go to bed every night. So that's probably my number one priority.
Roof is more important than food?
Yeah, I don't want the threat of that being taken away.
So you'd rather starve than not have a roof over your head?
Yeah.
Tommy,
mm.
What's the first one you're paying?
Probably blowing off rent for a couple of days.
So food or electricity?
Food, but what do you call food?
Well, no, I mean,
I need nutrition differently than you need nutrition.
No, you don't. Just because you're dressed like you're a gymnastics coach doesn't mean you have different nutrition.
Yeah, but I might
head to the liquor store.
That's not food.
It's medicine.
Okay.
So
wait, no.
I'm
going to
put that in medical.
Idiot. But. Medicine's not an option. Booze is not food. Of the three, mortgage, food, electricity, which bill are you paying for?
I think I got to go chow first.
Okay, so you're going food.
I got to eat.
And see, and that's what's interesting.
Well, you do look like you hang out around a lot of delis today. You definitely have a favorite sub.
You talking about Tommy Pastrami?
I was with your mama last night. What gave her all the deli meat.
I think what we're seeing here is a generational divide.
What's up?
And I think I'm more on your side than I am with Kimmy. I can find a place to crash. I don't want to starve.
Yeah, and I never think I'm going to get tossed out on one just being behind.
But even if I get tossed out, I would rather have food.
You're going to run out of places to stay.
Okay, look, you'd think so, but if you're charming enough.
Yeah.
But now that I have kids, it's different.
Yeah.
But like, if I was in your situation. Yeah. Like, I will buy groceries before I pay my rent.
Mm.
I would rather be homeless than not have something to eat.
So I also knew guys that were always behind in their rent all the time, you know? And their big thing is, well, you know, takes a long time for it to catch up, and they got to send a sheriff out, and they got to give you a note. Like, they would just make up laws in their head of why they couldn't get evicted. Because I knew guys that were, like, months behind.
Yeah.
But they go, you know, they leave you alone if you just give them a little bit.
Squatter's rights, baby.
But these guys were doing coke and weed and partying and drinking, and they had, you know, nice new TVs.
Well, to your point, like, a vice has to be, like, number one bill.
Vice.
The number one thing you're paying for
back in
first.
The day, especially,
it any was kind of vice,
porn, booze, drugs, yeah.
Okay, so what might be the most alarming part of this study?
What's that?
On average, 51% of a check from someone making $75,000 when it hits their account is already spent. Over half of their money is already gone when it hits the account.
So it has to be spent on the necessities.
Nope. No, it's already been gone. It's already been spent. It's gone.
Oh, so it's already on credit.
Whatever it is, either the bills have to be paid.
Yeah.
Over half
of
that check on average is already gone. They also found that 43% of that check for people making $75,000 a year or less is spent within the first 3 days of getting it, which means there would only be 6% left after 3 days, 3 days after payday.
Of your money.
Yes, until you get paid again.
Well, think of this. If you're like, all right, so Kimmy, young couple, they just bought a house.
Yeah.
I mean, the expenses of a house is just going to drain you. So, like, your house poor.
Like, stuff you didn't even, like, you can't even budget for because you didn't know that could happen.
Right. Or you need this, you need that. So, I mean, a lot of young couples, when they start out, if they get that first house, you're broke.
I get it.
And you're broke for a decade.
Look, everything you're saying is true. But what I don't think you're wrapping your head around here.
What's that?
The average American makes between $55,000 and $60,000 a year.
Right.
This is people $75,000 or under. So, there are people that are $10,000 to $15,000 average over the American average salary that are in this situation that... 3 days after their paycheck, they only have 6% of their check left.
No.
That's not.
I know.
Bah, 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 bah.
But it's. I guess I'm not shocked by those margins.
Okay. But you know what you're doing is also dangerous, and we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk to Chuck. He's on CMF. Hey, Chucky. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you, Pat. How can you expect Tommy to pay rent first or mortgage first when he's living in his wife's house?
Good point. Food would come first. You're right there. That's a good point there, Chucky.
Different priorities.
All right, Chucky, let me ask you a question then. Of those three, mortgage, food, electricity, you can only pay one. Which one are you paying?
You're paying the mortgage first or the rent.
So you want roof?
It's the largest one. The other ones are smaller and they're easier. Maybe you can... chip into them or something.
All right, now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this then. Threat of eviction, threat of not having food for a week, threat of the power getting shut off. Do you have kids, Chucky?
No, not anymore.
All right, well, okay, that's not going to help. All right, I'm saying if you, the real debate comes with the kids.
Yeah.
Do you keep the roof over the kids'
head? Well, if you got
or
kids,
do you feed them?
Well.
Well, where do you go there?
You got to feed them.
Okay, but what, are you going to be homeless? You live in a car?
Yeah.
Well, if you have a car?
Well, at least that's a roof.
Where do you go, though? But you may not have that option.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I mean, Jimmy just went and got a ride to work. Jimmy ain't got a car.
Jimmy doesn't need a car. Jimmy's never had a car.
Jimmy doesn't love us either.
Yeah.
Still bothers me.
Jimmy's got no love.
All right, so Chucky, you're straight rent. Straight mortgage, straight rent.
Yeah, pay the biggest one first. Make sure it's out of the way.
Well, to his point, if you are broke, there are options for people that don't have any money to go to pantries and stuff.
Okay, yes.
So at least you can keep the... But there ain't no pantry for your mortgage.
Well, no, it's called a shelter.
Ain't no,
no, I'm saying like to
mortgage.
Keep my house.
I understand. Chucky, thanks for the call. But I would
nobody wants to go to the shelter,
no,
man.
But yes, I know, but people also don't want to go to pantries. I mean,
I'll tell you this. I take pantry over shelter.
Yeah. I agree with you, but we did see. I mean, look, we're in the
cream corn.
This month is the fifth anniversary of COVID.
Yeah.
And when everything shut down.
It got tough, bro.
But look, we had to beg people on these airwaves to go to these pantries, right? Because people were ashamed of it. They didn't want to be seen that way. They'd never been in this situation before.
Bro, it was scary, man. We almost ran out of crab cakes.
The point I'm making is your pride keeps you from doing this stuff.
I understand.
But the fact that something you said before we took Chucky's call.
What was that?
You know, you go, I just assume all of this was true. Yeah. That's where it gets scary. Mm. When in your life, this becomes a normal thing. Because early on, when this cycle hits, and again, we've been there. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It will bother you that I don't have enough money for rent. I don't have enough money for groceries. I can't keep the lights on. It'll keep you up at night. You'll stress about every little thing.
Oh, sure.
But Tommy, you can attest to this. When you start to live your life like this for a while, it becomes normal.
Oh, it does. Yeah, you get comfortable with your level of broke.
And you allow it to continue happening. Mm-hmm. Not that there are a lot of ways to not allow it. But you start...
It doesn't bother you.
Yes, you stop looking for ways out of it.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets really scary because, you know, all of a sudden you hit 25, 30, 35, and it's like, I'm just going to live like this now. This is how I'm going to live for the rest of my life.
Or you just show up in a new town and a new job with $35 in your pocket. And hope that works out.
Seriously, man, you lucked out so effing hard.
I was 1,800 miles away from anybody I knew with $35.
And by the way, everybody...
I was 34 years old.
Everybody you knew, over the moon.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Well, he's not our problem anymore.
So who's gone?
Well, here's the thing, man. Like, there are guys you are happy to see go for several different reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, Bills fans are, I guess, glad that he's off the roster because you don't have to worry about him anymore. But Kimmy, he's not a guy you can be upset with because it's not like this was his fault. It's not like he wasn't trying to work. It's not like he wasn't trying.
No, I mean, why would you be upset with him?
But that's just it. Like, it's one of these rare cases where it just didn't work.
It didn't jive.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, continues his wheeling and dealing this week.
Who do you ask?
Yesterday, well, the good stuff. They re-signed running back Ty Johnson. We talked about that the other day.
Right.
Reggie Gilliam, the fullback, he's coming back.
All right.
The Bills announced yesterday they have re-signed safety Damar Hamlin.
Okay.
One year, $2 million deal, so he's a member of the Bills once again. But there is a roster member no longer a Buffalo Bill. The Bills traded former first-round pick defensive back Kyir Elam to the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
They traded Elam and a sixth-round pick for a fifth and a seventh-round pick. So this former first-round pick was only worth a seventh-round pick and moving up like 20-something spots in the draft.
All right.
And the seventh-round pick is like next year's seventh-round pick, so you don't even get it now. Kimmy,
yeah.
Tell me if you disagree.
Uh-huh.
The one major black mark on general manager Brandon Bean's resume in Buffalo is Kyir Elam.
Well, yeah, I mean, he never was the starter you thought he'd be.
It was worse than that because they drafted, first round corner, he was going to be your shutdown corner for a few decades. Last season, he was healthy and didn't dress for the majority
of
games.
They did not see him panning out in Buffalo. That was pretty obvious. They only used him because they absolutely had to because everybody else was hurt. That's the only reason he was even on the roster.
And when they absolutely had to use him in the AFC Championship game, that was just
all right, so he was a total bust.
Well, but that's why, I guess, in my opinion,
French Kimmy.
Cajun
Kimmy. Aaron Kim.
She dressed for it.
They got more.
She's going out for mud bugs.
They got more for him than I thought they would. I'm surprised they were able to trade him at all.
I agree with you. And I guess that's the better way to look at it if you want to look at it on
that's
the bright
how I
side.
Saw it yesterday. I was like, oh, wow, that's nice.
Okay, but like it's not ideal when a guy you took 25th overall
but
goes back for
that's going to happen, though, right? I mean, like the Bills aren't going to hit on every pick.
Understood.
And they've been pretty lucky up until this point.
I agree with you. That's why I said it was the only black mark on Brandon Bean's resume he's had so far. But what's weird about Kyir Elam.
What's that?
You know, we've had plenty of busts throughout the years here at Buffalo, right? And most of the guys that didn't work out, you had something to point and go, it's your fault. You know, didn't work hard enough.
Yeah.
Didn't have their head inside the playbook.
Didn't want to be here.
Didn't want to be in Buffalo. Yeah. Exactly. Where, like, you saw him go and it was like, good riddance, get the hell out of here. With Kyir Elam, you can't blame the Bills because they gave him every opportunity to earn a job, mm-hmm. right? I mean, last year in training camp, they were talking about him potentially being the starting corner again. Mm-hmm. You can't blame Kyir Elam because he worked his ass off.
It sounds like he didn't even play that much.
He didn't. But like,
so why didn't they even use him?
He just wasn't good just in the system.
They weren't seeing the guys ahead of him, I mean, essentially.
Look,
they didn't see it.
You don't need to be a football genius when he was out there to see that it wasn't working.
All right.
And I don't know if that's the system. I don't know if they just overestimated how talented.
His potential. Like, they may have seen, like, you know, some glimpses and thought, no, we could work with this guy, and then realized, maybe he doesn't have the ceiling we thought he had.
It's like, it's this really weird feeling because, like, I like Kyir Elam. He did everything he was asked to do.
Yeah, he was...
The Bills didn't screw him over
just
in any way.
Yeah, I mean, guy.
Honestly, I don't know much about him personally.
Really tall.
Yeah.
Well, they all are.
Well, no, but he was like a tall defensive back. Oh. He got a neck. Long neck on him.
Oh, so you are going to miss him.
Yeah, I'm really into necks.
Yeah. You brought it up, man.
I just said he had a long neck.
Yeah.
You're the one that got weird.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Stop that right now.
Is it a tracksuit or me doing that?
Everything happening in this area right now is bothering me. And the Bills do have a little bit of a situation. I guess what makes it even worse for Kyir Elam.
What's that?
The Bills need, like, two defensive backs right now.
Oh.
Rasul Douglas, their starter the last 2 years, who they traded for last year, 2 years ago. He's a free agent. Doesn't look like they'll be able to afford him.
But he's gone.
Yeah, yeah. And they need somebody else behind him. Christian Benford is looking for a new contract. Came in the other corner. Mm. Sixth-round pick in the same draft as Kyir Elam, who ended up becoming one of the best in the NFL. So I guess they fixed their mistake in that draft.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there was a clear path for Kyir Elam to get playing time in Buffalo this year.
And he blew it.
No, well, they didn't even give him an opportunity. Yeah. They were just like, okay, goodbye. We're done trying with you. Good luck.
But I mean, should this hurt him that much, really?
The Bills?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a first-round pick. Those are gold, man.
But the kid didn't play that good to begin with. So, I mean, how much is this really impacting them when they never used him to begin
it
with?
It doesn't. You're right. It's just the fact that who else you could have. And I know hindsight's 20/20, and I know that Brandon Bean knows better than all of us combined.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now I sound like I'm, like, worshiping a
yes, a little bit.
We love you, Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon Bean knows all.
But also, judgment on the Cowboys. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, you're taking a flyer, right? The guy's got a $2 million contract. You traded a fifth-round pick, fifth and a seventh.
But the Cowboys have been a mess for 20 years. Who cares?
So I saw a fun statistic yesterday, and it's almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The richest franchise in history of the universe.
You got it. They're the most valuable franchise in the NFL.
Yeah.
Have not given a free agent outside the building, someone from another team, a $10 million a year contract since 2015.
Oh.
The Bills have done that like three times this offseason.
Most teams have, right?
Every team.
Yeah. So they try to build from within?
No, he just doesn't spend money.
Oh.
He just wants to make money, and he knows because it's the Cowboys. People keep buying tickets, and they keep going on national television. Jerry Jones won't spend his money.
Smart move
like
on his
way
part.
Way under the cap?
I don't know.
Because if they're not spending, I mean, you would think they have room to grow.
He's got a 300-foot yacht, bro.
Yeah.
That ain't cheap.
Okay, you're also the laughingstock of the NFL, and it matters to him.
Let me laugh like Jerry Jones. That guy is so goddamn rich. He can't. He has to print money.
It matters to him.
Does it?
Because he fired Jimmy Johnson because people thought he was the mind of the franchise.
Well, they also kind of sounded and looked similar. You could get confused when those two dudes are in the room.
Are you telling me Jimmy Johnson's been there the whole time and we didn't even know?
you would it surprise you?
So long, Kyir Elam. We're sad it didn't work out.
I don't even know what the dude looks like. Like, if you tell me what position, I couldn't tell you what position he
was. We've said it 15 times.
No, I mean before this.
Oh. Yeah, no, I get it. That's how not good he was. Yeah.
Kimmy said it right. He's just a person.
Yeah, no, I know.
Get out.
No, I mean, I wish the guy well.
Thinks he's a big shot.
No, the opposite, actually. So. He was. Okay, let's take a break.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free at dirtylabs.com.